USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Another sign of the world getting back to normal. President Biden planning more face-to-face meetings with world leaders. The White House announcing yesterday that Biden will take the first overseas trip of his presidency in June to the UK for a G7 summit and Belgium for a NATO summit. One issue Biden and our allies might discuss, Russia. Opposition leader and Russian inmate Alexei Navalny announcing Friday he's ending his 24-day hunger strike. Navalny going on the hunger strike to protest what he calls his politically motivated imprisonment. As more Americans get vaccinated, many are comfortably resuming normal activities. For others, though, it's not as easy as you think. Florida psychiatrist Dr. Daniel Bober telling CBS News yesterday why that is.
It actually provokes a lot of fear in people because now they have to readjust yet again. We know there's been increases in depression, anxiety, insomnia, and so now adjusting to this new normal is actually quite fear-provoking for a lot of people.
For those anxious about resuming pre-COVID activities, Dr. Bober suggests going slow. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chechen, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine rejoining America's arsenal in our fight against the coronavirus. Federal health officials announcing yesterday the one-shot vaccine can be administered again immediately. The vaccine paused over a week ago after reports of blood clots in some recipients. National Institutes of Health's Dr. Francis Collins tells ABC's Good Morning America that pause may have been a good thing.
I think it is important to point out that this is a treatable condition if you recognize it right away. And one of the reasons I think it's been good to have this pause is to get everybody apprised of that, so that all physicians know that this is something to watch out for and can be prepared to treat it appropriately if it should happen again in the future.
15 women now reporting blood clots after getting the vaccine. 3 of them die. That's out of 4 million women that have received it. Outrage in Ohio after a deadly police shooting. A white Columbus police officer shoots and kills a 16-year-old black girl, Micaiah Bryant. Police say she was trying to stab two people and the officer needed to act quickly to save lives. Civil rights activists calling for a federal investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Derek Chauvin to learn his punishment just days before a day celebrated by black Americans. A Minnesota court announcing yesterday that the former Minneapolis police officer will be sentenced June 16th for killing George Floyd. That'll come 3 days before Juneteenth, marking the end of slavery in the U.S. Black Lives Matter protesters disrupt work at a state capitol. Here's Tim Berg.
Demonstrators chanting Black Lives Matter and storming the Oklahoma Capitol, forcing the State House of Representatives into lockdown in order to protest several Republican-backed bills, including one that provides legal protections to motorists fleeing riots. More than 24 protesters filling the gallery on the fifth floor while the Oklahoma House in chamber below was in session. Oklahoma State Representative Kevin West tells Fox News he believes the protesters may be doing more harm than good.
Any time that you're being disruptive, I feel like that hurts your cause. The First Amendment clearly establishes the right of free speech, the right to peaceably assemble, and also grants the right to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Debris from a missing Indonesian submarine found. That word coming from the country's Navy chief today. The sub lost in the Bali Sea Wednesday. Over 50 people on board. The U.S. helping in the search. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.